In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to the program, The Teacher, with your host, Muhammad. Today we're going to talk about why it's good to have a sound heart. Stay tuned.
Peace be with you, my brother, my friend. Come join me at the fire once again. It bears no judgment, shame or pride. It warms from every side. Its light is lost without your eyes. Come join me at the fire.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher you're listening to. So today we're going to talk about why it's good to have a sound heart from both an Islamic and psychological perspective. By a sound heart, I mean having the right feeling about different things. It's very similar to having a sound reason for different things, with the difference being that you should be able to have good control over your emotions and not get carried away. In other words, you express your emotions in a sound way, in a way that is acceptable. A lot of people think you have to choose between your emotions and your intellect or power of reason. They say that these two faculties of the human being are contradictory. If you are a rational person, you're not affected by your emotions and others' emotions. And if you're an emotional person, you only listen to your heart and forget about what reason dictates. Now, this is something which Islam doesn't accept. Islam says that these two faculties can be complementary with one another. However, you should not allow your emotions to affect your intellect. So, in Islam, even though reason is of greater importance, it doesn't mean that you should never express your emotions at the right time. In other words, we are emotional because it is rational to be so. However, we must give a sense of direction to our emotions. For example, having love for our parents, spouse, children, and friends is something which has to do with our heart, right? Islam greatly recommends this and is totally against, the suppression of emotions, as some people say in this regard. When we use the combination of sound plus heart, we mean a heart which, in addition to having feelings and emotions, is also rational and logical. But the thing is, we should be careful that our heart and mind are in harmony with one another. At times when our heart tells us to do something, while our mind and reason tells us to do something else, we should always listen to our reason. This is the true meaning of having a sound heart. In fact, the Quran sometimes uses the word heart to also mean the mind. Afida and qulub, both meaning heart, also mean the mind sometimes in the Quran. So as you can see, one can have a sound and rational heart which always tries to make decisions about things which go hand in hand with what makes the most sense in every respect. Now, we will listen to Sheikh Hamza Yusuf, who's going to talk about today's topic.
one of the things that you will see in the hadith of إِنَّ الْحَلَالَ بَيِّنٌ وَإِنَّ الْحَرَامَ بَيِّنٌ وَبَيْنَهُمَ أُمُورٌ مُشْتَبِهَاتٌ لَا يَعْلَمُهُنَّ كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ, meaning only the ulama know them. In that hadith where the Prophet says halal is clear and haram is clear, how does he end the hadith? When he talks about the hima, and he ends the hadith by talking about the heart. You see, inna fil jasadi mudgha idha salahat salaha al jasadu kulluhu. You see, in other words, you can have all the rules, but if you don't have a sound heart, the rules don't work. They don't work. The Egyptian constitution says that the president of Egypt can only take the salary allotted to him by the state. He cannot take any inurement. In America, when we were in the United States, Sheikh Abdullah bin Beya, he was visited by some people from the White House, and they were seeking his advice about some things from Obama's administration. And the Mauritanians had gifts for them. And they said, we really appreciate it, but unfortunately they're over $25, and we're not allowed to take a gift over $25. And Sheikh Abdullah, I mean, it really shocked him to see that they were practicing this. And then, not to say there's plenty of corruption in America, you know, but that principle is there for a reason, to protect a state from the problem of bribery and corruption. So you can have, in the Egyptian constitution, it says the president can't take any money except his allotted salary that he's given. During that time, he can't have business, he can't do anything, because he's president, right? That didn't stop the president of Egypt from, according to CNN, taking $70 billion. I think that's probably a gross exaggeration, but it's in the billions, right? I mean, give or take 10 or 15, right? So that is the point, that you can have all the rules that you want if you don't have a sound heart. If you don't have something internally that is telling you not to do this because it's wrong, then you will do things that are wrong when you get the opportunity. They call it opportunity crime. In fact, in England, they just did a study, and they were very shocked by the result of the study. They found that most of the crimes of juveniles were actually committed by 3% of the juvenile population. And the vast majority of juveniles did not actually do opportunity crime. In other words, when they were able to steal something or do something that was wrong and they could get away with it, they didn't do it. And in these studies, what they found is they didn't do it because they felt it was wrong. In other words, they had a moral compass. And this is what's called, you know, the anthropologists differentiate between shame and guilt cultures. A shame culture is a culture that where you're afraid of what others are going to say. A guilt culture is a culture where you're afraid of having this feeling inside of you. So you don't do things because your own conscience is telling you don't do it. The problem with shame cultures, and many of the Muslim societies have become shame cultures, the problem with shame cultures is when you can get away with it, you do it because there's no one to shame you, no one to say, shuma, no one to say shame on you. So you can get somebody who lives in a country where they're very concerned about morality, but then they go travel to a faraway place where nobody's around from his country, and then he'll do the worst things and have absolutely no moral compunction about doing them. None whatsoever. Because there's nothing inside to prevent him from doing it. It's a rule-based society. There's nothing in the heart that's telling him this is wrong. So he'll abuse a woman, he'll cheat, he'll lie, he'll steal, he'll get a degree by plagiarizing, by paying people to write his papers, because he doesn't care. Because there's no, as far as he's concerned, as long as they don't find out. So I have a PhD and I paid for it. As long as they don't know, I'm okay. But somebody should be ashamed to get up and lecture in a university and he knows that he's not qualified to be giving those lectures. He should be ashamed internally. And ultimately, we don't have to be a guilt culture. We should have shame before Allah.
What do you see? Tell me, what do you take? Tell me, what do you hear when I whisper your name? You see through my eyes and turn me away. In madness you'd spiral if I did the same. Ooh, my love, I'm waiting.
IRIB English Radio.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Shadowless, though you don't see me. Shadowless, bright as I can be. Shadowless, though you don't see me. I shine but you're shadowless, though you don't see me. Shadowless, bright as I can be. Shadowless, though you don't see me.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher you're listening to. So we were talking about having a sound heart. You've all have probably heard of having a sound mind or having a sound judgment, etc., etc. Having a sound heart is a little bit different. When we say heart, we mean our emotions. And when we say a sound heart, we mean having rational emotions, decisions, intentions, behavior, and so forth. Now let's look at the psychological aspect of a sound heart. We all know that having apprehensions of different things in our lives, or we could say having anxiety, stress, and depression, are all factors which relate to our psyche. A person who has a sound heart is rarely anxious, stressed, or depressed in the Islamic context. This is because this person has a reason for having a sound heart. Such a person has strong faith in Allah and knows that Allah hears him, sees him, listens to his prayers and supplications, supports and helps him in times of need, and forgives him if he commits sins or error. For such a person, stress and anxiety has no meaning because he fears nothing, even death. The only thing he fears is Allah. But by fear, we don't mean he's scared of Allah, that he will kill him or punish him at every moment. No, this fear, which is called taqwa, is a reverential fear, which means you respect Allah so much that you consider committing sins in his presence to be very disrespectful, because you know that Allah doesn't like it for someone to commit sins. Such a person is also aware of Allah's power over everything and knows that whatever happens to him in life, Allah is aware of it and he will help him if he asks for his help. I'm sure you've all heard of the verse of the Quran, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ, which means, lo, by Allah's remembrance do the hearts find rest. So a person who constantly remembers Allah, he no longer has any fear, apprehension, anxiety, stress, or depression. If you look at some of the most religious people who are extremely pious people, such as the top scholars in Islam, you'll see that most of them live very long lives. Why is that? That's because they have a sound heart. If someone has a sound heart, he won't have stress in his life, which is probably the biggest factor of ailment and aging for a person. We also have another meaning for a sound heart, which the Quran calls nafsul mutma'inna. This means a heart which is so confident and certain in his Lord that he will be granted paradise without question. Ya ayyatun nafsul mutma'inna, O thou soul at peace, irji'i ila rabbik, come back to your Lord, radiyatan mardiyah, well-pleased thyself and well-pleasing unto him. Imam Hussein is the one who possesses this quality, according to many commentators of the Quran, and in this verse, reference is being made to him. We ask Allah to grant all of us a sound heart.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to the program, The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at parsetoday.com. Until next time, take care. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Here is our message to you about Islam, our religion. Let everyone know too what in Quran is written. Here is our message to you about Islam, our religion. Let everyone know too what in Quran is written.